And now, it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who eats stinky food at very inappropriate times. The friend who doesn't have the self-awareness to realize that their gross leftovers are ruining everyone's day. Now, I'm not just talking about the guy who puts his leftover fish in the microwave. That's the most common stinky food offense. But that's just the tip of the iceberg with these people. When going on a road trip, they try and save money by bringing sandwiches from home. Great idea! It's healthier, it's better for the old piggy bank. But this person always brings like 7 egg salad sandwiches. As soon as they open that Ziploc bag, the smell just takes over the car. And to make it worse, the sandwiches are never fresh because they didn't put an ice pack in their cooler, so it's like lukewarm, which doesn't help the odor at all. Being stuck in the back seat with this person on a road trip, oh, does it suck. Not only are you patient zero for the egg smell, but you have to deal with their breath for like the next hour and a half, and after you get used to it, the gassiness kicks in, and by the time that's over with, smelly snack guy is hungry again and breaks out a Tupperware container. Ooh, tuna cabbage rolls, yum! Like, what the hell, Daryl? Tuna cabbage rolls? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, they're huge in Bulgaria.
Daryl, clearly you're not reading the vibe here at all, because your gross food is ruining the entire trip. Like, you couldn't just bring a turkey sandwich or a PB&J, really? Really? When you invite these people over for the big game, they'll leave their stinky snack that they brought in your fridge. And the worst part is, they think you're doing you a solid. Hey bud, left that blue cheese, cauliflower, and oyster dip for ya. You're welcome. Ooh, thanks man. Can't wait for this smell to linger in my fridge for the next 3 weeks. Appreciate it, bud. The smelly snack buzzkill. We all have that one friend.